This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares Domestic Engineering with Kathy. Kathy, is this the time we should talk about our friends at Whirlpool?
Vince, it's really not been beneficial at all to call them. They have been no help. They seem like they're reading from a script. We have a 2016 refrigerator. It'll turn 6 years old at the end of the month. And it has, the freezer has stopped working on it. It cools, it's cool, but it's not frozen. So we called a repairman out, and he said that it's leaking Freon. It's a common problem with this refrigerator. And he said that it would cost $800 to $900 to fix it. So we said, no, we're not going to put that kind of money in it. And because he kind of alluded to the fact that it'll probably fix it, but there's no guarantee because they had some other issues with it. So I called Whirlpool, and they said that there's nothing they can do. There's a one-year warranty. And they said, well, you could have taken out an extended warranty for 3 years. Well, that wouldn't have helped us because it's 5 years old, almost six now. So then I actually talked to Vince about it, and, you know, he suggested that I call back. And so I called back and I asked to talk to a manager, and he said the same thing. And so I said, well, we had talked to a couple service repairmen that are out here in our local area. I wanted to get their take on it. And one contacted me and said, there's a service bulletin on my make and model of my refrigerator. And he said, you might want to call Whirlpool. So I contacted Whirlpool, and they denied it. No, no, there's none. Well, there is a lawsuit pending with Whirlpool, and Vince sent me an article about it, and so I read the article, and then I scrolled down and read all the comments. There's so many problems with these refrigerator freezers. I mean, this even goes back to 2012 and 14. Some people are talking about it's been bad from day one. Some people say you have to unplug it, then plug it back in. They've lost their food in the refrigerator and freezers. And Whirlpool won't do anything about it. So, you know, I made a comment to him like, okay, I'm going to spend $2,000 on a refrigerator, and it's only going to last me 5 years. And a man named Greg, who was the manager, said, well, how long do you think it should last? It's a machine. So I said, well, how long is it supposed to last? Well, he hem-hawed around a little. He said, well, 10 to 15 years. And I said, well, it's 5 years. It didn't even last the 10 to 15 years. So I came back with, I have a Maytag dryer that's a machine, and I bought it in 1984, and it's still going strong. And I had a Maytag washer that lasted me 32 years. Well, he had no comment. So he was just basically trying to get me off the phone. He didn't want to help me. There was nothing that they would do. All they could do is recommend a service repairman, and all the costs would be on us. So I did talk to another repairman in the area, and he said the same thing. He said those refrigerators, and I don't know if it's still currently a problem, but especially in that time frame of the 2014-16, I think, I can't remember what he said all the way up, but the ones that have the freezer on the bottom with the Dutch doors, they had more problem with. So he recommended getting a side-by-side. So actually we're in the process of looking at it for a used, hopefully a, you know, a halfway decent refrigerator freezer side-by-side for the kitchen. It really doesn't matter if it matches to me. I just want to get a good refrigerator. But the one repairman told me that he has a 1967 Maytag dryer, and he said, I don't think I could fix it anymore. He said, I think that I fixed it so many times, there's nothing more I can do. And he said, I know I'll never get a dryer like this. So I guess I want to send out the warning to everyone that these Whirlpool refrigerators are no better, in my opinion, than the LG or the Samsung. And I will say, Vince, that I did email Kevin, and he was kind enough to email me back a few times and maybe point out a few things or ask the repairman a few things. And all of them kind of consensus that to put that kind of money in it is really risky because there's other problems with them. So at this point, we're just limping along with just the refrigerator until we can find maybe a good used one that will fit in the space that we have. Now, I have, fortunately, I realized that it wasn't, I didn't lose everything in the freezer. I realized that things weren't freezing, and I put a thermometer in there to see, and sure enough, it was like 27, 29, and it just wasn't freezing things. So I just want to say, Vince, that Whirlpool was no help, and they really just didn't care. I don't know if they were quiet about it because they know they're being, you know, they're being sued, if that's the reason why they wouldn't even admit. They just told me they didn't even know what I was talking about, that there was a lawsuit. So I don't know what your thoughts are, Vince, but I want to put the warning out. And I told them I was going to talk about it on air. And they didn't even care. They didn't say go ahead, but they didn't even, it was like they just wanted to get me off the phone.
Sounds like it's the American way, the new American way of helping customers. You know, it used to be that corporations really did not want a black eye. They really wanted to build a good product. They wanted to take care of their customers. And they really didn't want people bad-mouthing bad products. They wanted to help you. And that guy's comment that there's nothing that he could do, that's not true. That's not true. He could have done the right thing. He could have said, you know, Kathy, I don't have the authority, but my boss does. And let me call her, or let me call him, or email him or her, and get the message that this seems like a problem that we should stand behind. He could have said that, but he didn't say that.
No.
So am I recommending Whirlpool current products? Absolutely not. Nope. I'm not recommending Samsung or LG either. I'm not recommending any new products, even new cars. It seems like there's a universal race to the bottom in terms of how can they sell it, how can they paint it and make it look good, how can they package it, how can they advertise it, and how can they make it as inexpensively as possible without any concern for longevity, durability, utility, usefulness, etc. That seems to be where we are with American corporations today, almost universally. So that part about being a machine, what kind of nonsense is that when he said it's a machine? I have a machine. It's a Ford tractor. It was built in 1974. I used it a couple days ago when we had a few hours of sunshine. It's 48 years old. It's a machine. It has the original starter, the original radiator. It's got new tires on it. But it still has the same gas tank, the same engine, the same transmission, the same clutch, the same kingpins, the same wheel bearings. Most of it's original, and it's a machine, and it's working great. And I can sell it right now for every cent that I paid for it. Actually, I could probably even sell it for more than I paid for it. And I paid $3,500 for it. And people would be delighted to get a tractor that works compared to a new one that they can't fix. Okay, so Whirlpool, I've been recommending Whirlpool, but not new Whirlpools. I've been recommending used 20 years old at the newest Whirlpool washing machines, the agitators. They work great. They work great. All you have to do is add some fully synthetic 75W90 gear lube in the transmission with a hypodermic needle, you know, that you use for injecting a cow with a large hypodermic needle. Put, 30 cc's of synthetic lube in the transmission. There's a little hole to do it. All you have to do is lift off the cover and inject some lubricant into the air ventilation hole in the top of the transmission. That's all you have to do. And it smooths it out. And it'll probably run for another 20 years. But would I recommend a new one? Absolutely not. And the more complex it is, the more I would avoid it. And if you're looking at an appliance that has a digital anything, a digital display, don't buy it. Don't buy one with a digital display or LEDs to tell you, you know, what's happening, other than if it has a mechanical timer that turns on an LED. But if it's a computer control, I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy a computer controlled dishwasher. I wouldn't buy a computer controlled washing machine, a computer controlled dryer, a computer controlled refrigerator. I wouldn't buy a computer controlled any appliance because they're flaky in most instances. So I think, class, the plan should be, if you have a refrigerator, freezer, and you think it might quit, why don't you buy a replacement standby backup unit and have it at the ready? A simple one. That's what we have. I was given, there was a guy on Craigslist. He gave us one of those 7 cubic foot little freezers. Couldn't wait to get rid of it because he got a new one. And he was delighted we would take it off his hands. This thing is a Chinese, I don't know the brand name, it's some off brand. It can barely keep the food at the top of the chest freezer frozen. Barely. It's like, what size compressor do we need that will almost work? And that's the size they put in. It barely works. It's a plan B. It's like for an emergencies. So if you have an older freezer, like a stand-up or, you know, all freezer or all refrigerator, and you can learn how to put a compressor in it for maybe $150, you might want to do that rather than get rid of it in favor of having a brand new digital computer-controlled appliance. They're lousy. They're absolutely lousy. And all the manufacturers know it. They all know it. It's an outrage. And what's happening to all those appliances? They're building Mount Trashmores all across the United States. Washing machines, refrigerators, dishwashers, clothes dryers. They're at your local Mount Trashmore. Kathy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
let's give Sam's Club credit. All the credit they deserve. So, this is unbelievable, class and Kathy. I believe there's a ketchup shortage. A tomato product shortage. I really believe there is. And it hasn't really made the news as I'm saying there's a shortage, but I believe it's true. So I decided to look at the price of ketchup. And it's hard to buy, or it was hard to buy, large cans of ketchup, you know, the number 10 size cans. They've been out of stock for a couple months. So during the break, I went to Sam's Club. We have a Sam's Club membership that's called a Plus membership. And Plus membership, it was touted years ago as if you spend $100 for this membership, rather than the regular $35 membership, you get free shipping. So you can order it, and they'll ship it to you for free. Well, it's not true. That's not true, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. So, ketchup. There's Heinz ketchup, which we didn't like to buy because of that government guy by the name of John Kerry, who's related to the Heinz people. So we didn't like buying their ketchup. But it seems like most ketchup is lousy, and the only one that seems to be okay is that brand, Heinz. So Heinz ketchup, you can get three squeeze bottles, 44-ounce size, for $6.93. Three of them for $6.93. But if you have free shipping, it actually comes out to $7.23. So shipping is not free. It's actually cost 30 cents more. Well, there's a whole bunch of twists to this. So I wanted to see how much it would cost for Heinz ketchup, if you pick it up, you know, curbside, versus if they ship it to our farm, and look at the taxes, because curbside pickup would be sales tax in Springfield, Missouri, versus sales tax in our little rural hamlet in Missouri, 60 miles away. Here's the interesting thing. So it costs 30 cents more to ship it, but the tax, if we picked up 2 3-packs in Springfield, is 71 cents tax for the pleasure of buying 2 3-packs of Heinz ketchup. If we have it shipped to our little hamlet, the tax is 18 cents for the same amount of ketchup. Roughly 4 times the tax in Springfield, Missouri versus our little hamlet. So even though it costs 30 cents more for shipping it, it's actually a better deal to have it shipped because of the lower taxes. But by accident, the Sam's Club website seemed to change our location to Overland Park, Missouri, or Kansas. I'm not sure which it is. Overland Park, it's at the other side of the state. We're kind of in the middle of the state. Tax there to buy this ketchup is $1.40. So there's 3 different tax rates kind of in the same area. 18 cents, 71 cents in Springfield, and $1.40 in Overland Park. Did you ever think about that, class, how the tax rates change? Well, I have. And I looked at the tax rates, and if I go to Springfield and pick it up curbside, it'll cost roughly 4 times the tax on ketchup than it would cost if I have it shipped. So I'm going to have it shipped. And do you know that if you decide that you are going to raise dogs or cats for sale, and you start a business, and you get a tax-exempt number, you can buy dog food, cat litter, etc., tax-exempt for your business. Or if you have a farm, as we do, those items could be tax-exempt. And if I use Dial soap as a rodent deterrent, it's tax-exempt. And that's exactly what I use it for, because I can't stand the smell of it. And neither can the mice or the other rodents. Class, you need to think carefully about how to save money. And you need to start your own business. And you need to move out of Dodge. And you need to buy
Jake
a farm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled an appearance at a judicial conference due to begin today. A draft decision Alito wrote indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade was probably why the cancellation was announced. Chief Justice John Roberts later confirmed the authenticity of the document and opened an investigation into the leak. It seems they have narrowed it down to 12 people it could be that gave the document illegally to media outlet Politico. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina on Newsmax, said Roe v. Wade has divided America, so making it a state decision is the right thing to do.
Well, since the day it was decided, it's divided America. Yeah. Before 1973, every state decided what they would like to do with defining when life begins and abortion rights. That was the law of the land before 1973. The Supreme Court created a legal fiction called substantive due process to create a constitutional right that's not in the Constitution, to deny every state elected official the ability to comment on life when it begins and how you can terminate it. And if the court sets aside Roe v. Wade, it will return America to the position it was in 1973, where elected officials in each of the 50 states can decide the issues regarding life. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was a constitutional overstep. Hope the court will roll it back.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, I guess the salient points are tax rates change, and depending on your locality and your town, your county, your state. And Sam's Club, free shipping doesn't mean free shipping. It's not simple. They've convoluted it, in my opinion. And I'd love to interview their lawyers if they'd like to be on the air. I'd be certainly delighted to give them equal time to explain to us how free shipping, where the price goes up when you get free shipping. I'd love to understand that, because it's hard for me to understand exactly how free shipping can cost more. I don't get that. Kathy, have you experienced this, or is this just me?
No, I have the Plus membership, and I agree. I've seen the same thing, and we've just randomly put things in the cart just to see if the price changed, and it does. Vince, you have to be smarter than them. I had an experience a couple days ago. I bought the gelatin. You and I talked about getting the unflavored gelatin. So I was in Walmart because I couldn't find it at the other stores. So I went to Walmart, and it said $5.48 on the shelf for, I think it was 32 packages of it. I went to the checkout, and it rang up $6.98. I said, no, it's $5-something. I think it's $5.50, $5.60, something like that. And so the woman was new. She said she didn't know how to override it. I said, no problem. I'll go to customer service. So I went to customer service, and she didn't – initially, she just kind of looked at me, and I said – well, before I went to customer service, I went back and I took a picture of the label on the shelf. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're right. That's what it is. So she gave me the difference. But I bought two of them because that's all they had. And I knew that if the price was going to already went up, that they just hadn't changed it in the system. But that's about the third or fourth time, especially at that Walmart, that that's happened to me, where one, it will stay one price, and I go to check out, and it's another. So I was at another store, and I really don't like it. They have digital coupons, which you're supposed to click on your phone or on your computer when you're home, and then when you get there, it's already in the system, so they already know that you've clicked the digital coupons. Well, I had forgotten to do that, so I thought it was just the sale price. And when I got done, it ended up costing me more for the milk the way they did it than if I'd have just bought a plain gallon of milk instead of the 2 half gallons, which was cheaper. So if you're not watching every item, the unit prices, you know, Vince, I have a few prices that I wanted to mention to people. One lady wrote in, I was reading one of the articles, in her store, she said a can of Progresso soup was $4.09 a can. Now, I wouldn't pay $4 a can. I would make my own. I make my own most of the time anyway. But, Vince, that is unheard of.
Yeah, last time I bought it, it was a dollar a can. Literally, you know, five for five, that kind of a thing. But that was on select varieties, you know, the ones with more water and less content. The ones with, you know, more mass inside the can, they're more like $1.50. But, you know, in the fours, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and then Angel Soft, the toilet tissue, that went from 425 sheets to 320, and it's thinner. Arm & Hammer, for their washing soda, it's 10% less. The lady had a picture that she had her old box and then she had her new box, and it was 10% less. So you may think you're paying the same amount, but the ounces are going down. Very seldom is anything a pound anymore. It might be 10 ounces, 12 ounces, 14 ounces. And I'm sure you know about this, Vince. The feed corn, one lady said it was $6 a while ago, then it was $9. She went back to get more, and she said literally overnight, it went from $9 to $15 overnight.
I've got a comment about your cash register experience. Would that be okay if I address that, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. So if I were in that line, now remember, I play the part of Columbo, right? So keep that in mind. So if that happened to me, there's a discomfort feeling that you have when this happens because you know there's 3, 4, 5, 6 people behind you in that line, right? And you really don't want to hold them up because the polite thing to do is not hold up the people behind you because you have a problem with the price being wrong, the overcharge at the register. Here is my new philosophy, and here's what I would do. I would say to the cashier, I'm sorry, the price is wrong. It's $5.48. And the cashier would say, well, no, it's not ringing up that. And I'd say, well, that's okay. I can wait while you figure this out. I'll be glad to wait. Now, what happens? That cashier's looking at that line that's behind you. Everybody in the line is kind of furious. Ultimately, the manager is going to see what's going on. Maybe even the manager will be called over. And what happens in the long run? In the short run, what happens is everybody's, you know, behind is kind of annoyed because they're in this this hurry, this perceived hurry that they've got to, you know, get through this line quickly. They want to get out. But you're holding it up. But it's not you. You didn't cause any of this. The store did. So my reaction to this is, you know, I'll be glad to wait while you figure this out. Maybe call the store manager over, and maybe the store manager can figure this out. Maybe you can override it. But the price is still $5.48. And then in the long run, what happens is the store manager goes, "We can't let this continue, because if everybody does what Finelli just did, we won't have any customers. They'll all go someplace else." That's how you fix it. What do you think, Kathy?
You're right, Ben. You're absolutely
It's uncomfortable.
Right.
It's really uncomfortable. You kind of have to smile through it, and, like, you know, you look at the guy behind you or the gal behind you, and you kind of smile and say, "Geez, you know, I'm really sorry that they did this." You know, I really wish they'd have the right prices. And, you know, and maybe, you know what? Maybe your prices are going to be wrong, too. So let's get this fixed so that, you know, this time and next time, you won't have to go through this. And so you're helping everybody by holding them up.
You're
That's my reaction.
Right. And Ben, and I should have, but the only reason I didn't is because this poor woman, she looked at me and she said, "There was nobody here. I never worked this cash register." She said, and she just looked like she was going to burst into tears. And I just had one of those moments where I'm like, okay, I'll go, you know. But I know what you're saying, and I think I will in the future just say, "Well, you know, why don't you just call the manager over?" And because that way, okay, somebody's aware of what's going on.
And the other thing you could say, or I might say, is, "Well, you know, I'm kind of glad this happened, because I'd like to learn how to fix this, because the next thing I'm going to do is go over to customer service and apply for a cashier's position, and I'm going to need to know how to do this too. So we'll learn together. It's okay."
Yeah. No. Well, Vince, the other thing that I'm seeing is there is, a lot of times there's no stickers on the shelf. I mean, I don't know if they just don't have time to make them or if they're changing so quickly, but I'll walk down and there's no sign, there's no stickers. Now, I will say I did find the one store, and I bought cases. They had canned corn, $3 for $1. I bought 3, maybe 4 cases. They had chicken broth, Swanson chicken broth, $3 for $1, maybe $4 for $1. I bought 3 cases. And then I think they had some of the chicken soup. Now, I don't use that stuff all the time, but for that price, you know, I can always donate it. We can use it if we need to. You can add it to a meal if you need to. But the prices are going up so fast. Vince, I was looking at canning jars at the one store for a dozen quart canning jars with the lids and the bands, $20 now. The pints are 16, I think, 16 or maybe 17 for the pints. I'm like, wow. I mean, I thought it was bad last year when they were like, I could see them for like $12.99 or something like that. But even the lids are, I think they're $6 for the wide, and I think they're $4 for the standard.
Kathy, aren't you talking 2X? Isn't that what this is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, how can people afford? You're trying to can, but now canning jars have gone up. You're trying to dehydrate now, or you're trying to, you know, put for a garden. And you know, Vince, I keep hearing, I don't know how, where you're at on this, but I keep hearing that a lot of this is really going to hit us as we go into the late summer and the fall, because what we have now is a lot of the food that was grown last year. And I was talking to a lady about pick your own, because a lot of times I'll go pick my own strawberries, or I don't need to pick my own raspberry, or I have my own raspberry, so I don't need that. But if I'm going to make, like, freeze them or use a lot of strawberries, I'll go pick my own. The lady said it cost her $7 a quart last year to pick her own. $7 a quart.
Wow. Wow.
And they're going out of business. They had cherry orchards that you could pick your own. And there was a couple up in Michigan that when I was talking to her, she said, no, they're all closed up. And I think a lot of it had to do with they closed everything down, and those people probably couldn't survive. And now the cost, there's no one to pick, you know. And to maintain it takes labor. So I think we're going to see it. I think we're, you know, if you can get things now, try to dehydrate, can, even if you can, you know, preserve it somehow, even like we talked about putting things in food saver jars and just getting the oxygen, you know, out of the jar to preserve it for a little longer.
I buy powdered milk, and so we don't have to go to the store. And literally when I make coffee in the morning, I have I've saved some glass spaghetti sauce jars, 24-ouncers, and I pour the powdered milk into them, fill it up, shake it down so it settles, and I keep adding powdered milk, and then I close up those jars, and it lasts a lot longer than if you use the bag or the box. And so I'm only opening this one spaghetti sauce jar at a time, and I just noticed that the price of powdered milk just went up since like a week ago. Again,
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One of the measurements that's used with motor oil, I'm sorry, engine oil, is viscosity, the thickness, the pourability of it. And that's measurable. I believe that the viscosity of Walmart's substitute for Miracle Whip salad dressing, which would be a substitute in some cases for mayonnaise, is thinner. I believe that Walmart's house brand of Miracle Whip is thinner than it used to be. I believe Miracle Whip itself is thinner than it used to be. I'm talking about comparing the 1960s to today. Kathy, are you seeing the same thing? Does it appear to be thinner, more watered down than it used to be, or is it just me?
No, all that stuff is spent. That is soup. If you open up a typical can of soup, there's really hardly any substance to it. Mm-hmm. I notice it too. Yeah, absolutely, Vince.
Okay, class. So go ahead, Kathy.
I have a comment. You were talking about glass jars, and it made me think of this. You could take old jars, if you had canning jars that wouldn't seal, like they maybe have a chip on the top or something, or pickle jars, spaghetti sauce jars. And if you have seedlings outside and you're going to have a frost, you could put them over the top. Or if you're going to, like, let's say you have rabbits or something that come at night. Because if you put other things, a lot of times the wind blows them over, like a plastic jug or something. But it's like its own little mini hothouse, or if you're going to have cold temperatures after you plant it. So maybe save some of your jars and use those for the garden.
Great, great idea. Kathy, sort of a personal question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But are you seeing your life in your family's life becoming more back to basics than ever before? Because we at the Finelli household are seeing that we're getting more back to basics. We're being very, very careful with everything that we do. There's no room for mistakes. Are you seeing that around the dinner table, the kitchen table as well?
Yes, Vince. Most of it's some of it's by choice because we live like that anyway. But other times it's because we're being forced into it with the price of everything going up, gas, insurance. You know, any product that you can think about. I don't know anything that's gone down, and I'm hearing
what are other
about
people?
It more.
What are other people saying? Do you ever feel for, do you have your ear to the ground as to what other people are saying, you know, in your circles? Are they seeing the same thing, or is it just you, me, and your husband and Mrs. Finelli?
Well, actually, I am starting to hear about it more. I'll say things at the grocery store, or if I'm out with people, I'll say, oh, you know, or this is, this price looks kind of high. I just want to see what people say. And some people just shake their head and they'll go in, they'll start going into it. Like they're echoing what I'm feeling. And I'm hearing like almost more of a disbelief of how much things are rising, how fast. It can be almost like one lady I talked to, she went to the store and she said literally 2 or 3 days later, everything that she looked at that she had bought the time before had risen. And some of it was a little few cents, but some of it was a lot. And I think the reality is hitting us with the recalls and just like you made a comment about transportation, Vince, with the diesel oil and the fuel. If the truckers can't get it there, everything is going to be at a premium. I mean, it's bad now, but what if it just continues to get worse? And we, you know, I just think, you know, we're staying home more. And when I go out, I try to make it like all my trips at one time. And then I stay home the rest of the week if possible.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. Class, regarding the cooling systems, you may want to look into a lower temperature thermostat for your vehicle. You may want to consider that. Do your own research, because if you can lower the temperature 10 degrees, your cooling system will last longer. The plastic parts will last longer. You'll have less failures, for sure, for sure. But look into it. Your computer on your car may throw a check engine light. Something is wrong, and you know, tell you that there's something wrong with your engine because it notices the temperature is 10 degrees cooler. But I have reduced the temperature on every single vehicle that I can from close to 195 degrees down to 180-something and change. Just a few degrees makes a difference. And you may want to hose off your condenser in front of your radiator. You may want to hose that off, spray it with some dishwashing detergent, get the bugs off there to keep your engine as cool as possible. Because as we get closer to summer, your engines are going to get hotter and you're going to see more failures. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of cars off the side of the road with all kinds of heat-related problems. So you might want to wash off your radiator as well as washing the rest of your car. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today. You're sharing a lot of wisdom that not everybody is really tuned into. Most of our classes, and I'm delighted for that. But prices are rising. Food is number one, class. Kathy, thank you again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.